Spring is here, and you can now get almost anything you need for your sunny days delivered with Uber Eats. What do we mean by almost? Well, you can't get a well-groomed lawn delivered, but you can get a chicken parmesan delivered. A cabana? That's a no. But a banana? That's a yes. A nice tan? Sorry. Nope. But a box fan? Happily, yes. A day of sunshine? No. A box of fine wines? Yes. Uber Eats can definitely get you that. Get almost anything delivered with Uber Eats. Order now. Alcohol in select markets. Product availability may vary by region. See app for details.
The beautiful setup before we talk the game, just the pre-match where you're out there in the dark and then suddenly the lights are on. It was spine tingling to observe. What was it like to be part of?
Oh, it's honestly unbelievable. It's something that, you know, we don't take for granted, and we understand the privilege of playing on Anzac Day Eve. And we had a guest speaker, Damien Tomlinson, come out and speak to us on Monday or Sunday, and just spoke to us about the importance of the Anzacs and when he was in the army, and it's honestly incredible to be a part of.
And the footy, what needed to be tidied up at halftime, do you think?
Jesus, everything. Oh, I wouldn't have wanted to be a spectator for that game. I would have gone to bed at halftime. To be honest, we kind of was actually playing really good footy at half. We felt like that at halftime. We said we're playing some really good footy. The game will turn. Let's just keep focusing on process. We understand the, when we had the ball on offense, we were a bit frustrating, and, you know, we're kind of kicking it back to them. But defensively, which is what our brand is, we thought we were awesome, and we knew it would turn, and we just kept playing the same way. We felt like that, and the third quarter was like that. Then the fourth, we felt like we did a better job of maintaining that pressure.
What about all the marks, Christian? So 129 marks again. It's another time you've eclipsed the 100 marks per game. Is that part of the game plan, or are you just taking what the opposition give you?
Yeah, a bit of both. I think at the moment, probably in the first half, we felt like we were going too many marks and not actually looking forward and looking long and direct, especially against Richmond. They're a high pressure team, so we need to actually get the ball long and deep rather than just kind of chipping it around. But, you know, we need to have a balance. I think as you guys understand, we're probably number one in defense for the last few years, but we need to maximize those turnovers. So we just need to find different ways of scoring.
I think you're being called to a meeting. Just before you go, was Marlon Pickett, is that a tighter tag as you've had for a while?
It was. It was good. I enjoyed the experience. It was tough. He was a bloody good runner. I had to get moving. But, I mean, my teammates helped me out, which is great. And it's I'm really happy I've had that, to be honest. It's something that I know that I'll get in the future. And it's a really good learning curve. So good to watch some vision. I'll message Ruse tomorrow and tell him he's an idiot for doing that. I'll be filthy with him. But, no, it was awesome.
Good stuff. We'll let you go.
Thanks, guys.